Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole, glad to have you again here today. Hello, God bless you. We are happy to have you again. And this is Doctrine of Truth. And we always come to bring, amen, good news. Amen. We're talking about now, amen, how to live for God and how to come back to God. Amen. And we want you to, amen, call a friend, tell a friend, amen, the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And we'll start off with a message from Wes Morgan. Amen.
When you're down on the bottom, it's hard to look up. I was running for my life when you found me, barely breathing, just about drowning. But like the wind, I heard you say, you don't have to live this way. Come back here, we are always safe. Walk around like you don't know who you are. Could you be the one to feel like a falling star? I was so lost, couldn't even find me. Living so low, but you remind me. I can't always come back home. I heard you say, you don't have to live this way. Come back.
This goes out in this program for those that say they can't make, they can't live for God, and they don't know where God is, and they feel that the life that they thought they was living, and they find out, amen, that there was a problem. And we're sharing that from the gospel album, Wes Morgan, amen, living, amen, this kind of life, amen. But the Bible says that we have victory already. We have overcome them. We have overcome them. We have overcome problems. So we're reaching out to our young men, our young ladies, amen, in this generation, feeling that the world, amen, they have to live on the edge, live on the corner, live on the street, and they're finding out that life is letting them down.
And with first class, front row, hip ballet, there were days when I felt like this could never be. But I pressed on like a soldier to the victory. Wasn't always like this, stay praying down on my knees.
Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, and today, wherever this program might be viewed, wherever this program might be heard, oh, Lord, that you touch the hearts of those, amen, that you have instilled a seed of the blessings and the victory through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we know that you have all power in your hand, that you came, you gave us the gift, amen. You gave us a gift, and you gave us the empowerment. Amen, to live the abundant life that you wanted us to have. You live want us to have the abundant life. Now, Lord, we want you to, you said, where two or three come together in your name, we ask you to bless the callers, the hearers of this program, and we pray that, amen, they would touch them or their friends or their relatives. They understand that you came that they might have life. Not only have life, but have it more abundantly. More abundantly. God bless you. Thank you for calling in, and those that are not calling, call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. We have some wonderful testimonies tonight, today. Amen. The callers, amen. If you can dial 1, amen. You can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. 855-236-2252-1347-215-8816. Reading the scripture from 1 John, the Apostle John, the 5th chapter. Amen. The 5th chapter says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begotten him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God. When we love God, we keep his commandments. And this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And this is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is true. But there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. God bless you, wherever you might be at this time. And amen. Call a friend, tell a friend. Amen. The purpose of God's commandments. We talk about God's commandments in this program, as well as the purpose. How God going to bless us and his reasoning for so. Amen. From the book Experiencing God, amen, on page 24, the purpose of God's commandments. God wants you to live an abundant life. John 10:10, when God gave you a commandment, it is to protect you and lead you towards his blessings. And he does not want you to miss out on the fullness of life. He wants you to experience it. God instructed you, not restrict you. They free you. God's purpose is that you prosper and live. We read a portion there, amen, of the book Experiencing God. Remember God came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And Jesus is gone now. He's preparation. He's preparing. He's in preparation. He's preparing a new heaven and a new earth for his people. He's not throwing up anything just overnight. He's not doing something. He's studying. He's taking time. And what he's doing, he wants you to be real rejoicing about it when you see it. When you see what God is doing for us, those that are living for him, he's rewarding. He's going to reward us for how we live for him. He's going to bless us and give us, even not only to live forever, but he's going to give us places and mansions and golden streets. Amen. All of this is a part of the plan of God going back now through his Son, Jesus Christ. And it took the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost planning, amen, to bring victory to us, those that are believers. Amen. So we like to have tonight to hear is always the saying, oh, how can I live holy? Oh, how can I be a Christian with so much going on? And where the fun is or where life is, amen, in Christianity when things that are happening. My friend, listen, the Word of God has always been written. Things are why Jesus said he's going away, coming back to get us, those that believe in him, because he knew about the chaos that's going to be happening. It's already written in the Word, wars and rumors of wars. So that lets you know the Bible is true. Those that don't believe in the Bible, those that don't believe in God, amen. We're talking about a God that created everything, even you as a human being. And he loved you, he cared for you, amen. And what he wants to do, amen, to lead you, even in this time, the blessed life. All right, we have a caller in queue. Amen. We always going to mention the last four digits, amen, of your telephone number. Amen. And when you push 1, amen, the technician will put you in, and we'd be glad to have you. Amen. We have a call in queue. Go right ahead. Hello?
Yes, praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Yeah. It's a pleasure tonight.
Yes, God bless you, my friend.
Yes, amen. God bless you. Yes, it's very interesting for the beginning of the year to share the Word of God to the whole world.
Yes.
It's a great blessing for whoever understands that God has his plan for all of you, all of us, I mean. God has his plan. And we have to work it out instead of complaining. Mm. What we're facing in this world.
Mm.
I'm so glad to get a piece of the blessing you share with everybody tonight. Because every Thursday I try, but I never have a chance to. God bless you again. And it's good to share the good word of God. It's a special gift for us. So.
God bless you, good. Good to hear from you. May God bless and be upon you. Amen. For taking time out, amen, to give a call. All right. God bless you. All right.
I'm continuing to listen to the program, too. And I really want to be a part of this program. But the time I keep praying for God, for God to open the door. And, you know, it's always in my heart, always in my mind. Because the Great Commission, the responsibility we have, is not for only one person. It's for all of us to understand and share it.
Yes.
But what happened is like the world is really confusing and with a lot of difficult situation. But as the way we ask God to open a door, we need to continue to pray God to put us together too, to push it up, because he's powerful, and he knows our heart. He knows what we get in our hand to make it
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Yes,
God bless you. Thank you for calling, my friend. We always happy to hear from you. Amen.
Yes, yes.
All right. We have another caller. Amen. You can stay on the line and we just continue to listen. Amen. Through your phone. We have another caller. The last 4 digits are 4427. Amen. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bishop, this point of call, you know, quite often a lot of times people are trying to live a Christian life, and I say to them, you know, stop trying to live a Christian life and just be one. You know, most of us, you know, we learn right from wrong from a child. And, you know, right from wrong, that's the basis right there of living a holy life on a daily basis. You just need to put the word of God in you and stay away from those things that are negative and that you know in your spirit are not right. You know, it's not hard to see what's right and what's wrong in life. You know, it doesn't take a bunch of degrees or anything like that. It's very simple. And we, most of the time, our spirit, we know whether something is right or not. And those things that are negative and wrong, don't even stray towards those things. Stay away from them.
Right. Very good, very good. As we, the book of James said, we draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. Amen. So when we start beginning to draw, staying away from things, you know, coming up among and stop talking, and just walk away from it.
No. Initially, when you first turn into the Word, you know, the more you stay in the Word, the more your spirit begin to see the word, and it gets in your spirit. When that you just come in a situation you come in that's not of God, your conscience is going to bother you. It's going to bother your conscience. It's going to vex your spirit. When that you just find that there's things that are not of God, you just can't participate in.
All right. God bless you. All right, we have another. Calling Q, amen. We're very, very thankful, amen, for the comments tonight. And we just, and I thought about practice. You know, James said, "You have faith, and I have faith." Amen. So salvation is a faith walk, amen. Once the more we give ourselves, and the more we practice, amen, repentance. You know, we just have to, pull out the little things. And we know that grieves our spirit. It grieves our spirit and grieves our inner man. Amen. What you might call your conscience. You just have to walk away from it. Amen. All right. We have another caller. Amen. We're talking about how can you live in these times. And the value of this, that what God is showing us, amen, by living, amen, following his word and following his practice, is that he's showing us the benefits of the blessings and the happiness that he wants to draw us into. That's the whole key to it, amen, that his blessings that he wants to put upon us, his lifestyle he wants to put on us, and it become victory. Amen. In our walk, we become victorious. Amen. In our steps. Amen. Amen. When we begin to pull out and pull away from things, as Paul says, come out from among things. Amen. And touch not and handle not. He'll show us. That's through prayer. You know, God wants instruments. He doesn't want, amen, crowds and things doesn't move him. He wants instruments, someone he can use. Amen. Look at Gideon. Gideon had too many people to fight the war he wanted him to fight. So Gideon, you got 30,000 people. God told him that's too many. And after he began to work with Gideon, he came down to 300 people, 300 soldiers. So God looking for instruments. He's looking for instruments. amen, someone that he can show himself, amen, in every area you are, whatever area you're in, whatever you're living in, whatever skill you have. And I know sometimes those that are living in Christ, they begin to want to change careers. They want to change environment. Amen. They just want to get out from the whole world, become hermits, and hide out with no people, nobody involved. No. That is what, no. God wants us to be the light of the world. Look at all the different disciples Jesus had. All the different disciples. Amen. Then he told them to go out, and they gained two more disciples. After a while, he sent out 70 disciples. So God want to empower you wherever you are that you can be effective in your environment. In your environment, he can show you how to be effective and powerful person. Amen. Right there where you are. Right there where you are. Amen. Through prayer. Amen. And God coming in to your life. He's working. He'll work things around you. He will fight your battles. He will fight your battles. And that's what many times we overlook. And it takes time. Those that have a covering and being among those that know the commission of God, he wants us to be, amen, effective. He wants us to go out and make disciples. He wants us to share with others. He wants us to pray with others. Amen. He wants us to counsel with others. And that's what the empowerment, amen, come to when you have Christ in your life. Amen. All right. We have another one. Can press 1 wherever you are. Amen. Share with us tonight. You might have a testimony how God has delivered you and put you in a frame of mind. Amen, to help others where you didn't see. Amen, where you didn't really see that you thought God had abandoned you. Maybe you thought that God had abandoned you. Amen, and the prodigal son, he put up a good show. Amen, when he was deceived and was told, amen, that his father had a blessing for him. And his father had inheritance, and he wasn't going to get that until his father died. And he didn't know how long his father was going to live, and the enemy made it impatient for him. All right? All right, we have another caller. Yes, sir. 4427. Amen. You back on. All right, brother. Okay. Someone had pushed 1. Yes, sir. Go right ahead. Hello?
God bless you.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. God bless you. God bless you.
Hey, the best way to make it these days in these times we're living in is do a life of fasting and praying. The fasting to get your flesh in subjection, as well as gives you discipline and gets you to a place where you can receive from God and hear from God. And when you get into the prayer, and really base your life around prayer, it really puts you in a place of humbleness and puts you in the presence of God where you can really hear from him, and he'll begin to lead you and guide you in the right way to go. But the best thing you can do is anoint yourself daily, fast as often as possible, and base your life around prayer. And once you begin to do those things, you know, everything else will really fall into place, and keep the word of God in your, you know, daily, you know, get into the word of God. You add those combinations together, and you can really live in these days and times. But if you really have to watch what you pour into your spirit versus what you're watching on TV, what you're seeing on the internet, you really have to watch, because simple things that you really don't pay attention to can really get in your spirit and it begin to plant seeds, and next thing you know, you caught up in you had a flashback of when you used to do this and when you used to do that. Next thing you know, you're out there getting caught up, but you have to really be careful and really just deny yourself and, you know, fast and pray. And that's really the main things I've seen that really have changed my life around, is just through strong fasting and praying.
All right. All right, you brought up a good point there, Isaiah 58. Amen. It is not the fast I have chosen, starting at the sixth verse, to loose the band of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let go the oppressed to go free, that every yoke be broken. This is not to deal with the bread of the hungry, and not to bring out the poor and cast in the house, but when thou see the nakedness, thou shalt cover him, when thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh. Amen. This is Isaiah 58 talking about when God puts you on a fast. I'm glad you brought that up. Amen. Because there are many people that's fasting because of bad doctrine, bad teaching. Amen. When you begin to feel that you lost your appetite and you're not hungry. Amen. You're drinking water because you need water to wash out the toxin when you first start fasting. Amen. The toxin comes up in your body, so you have to wash it out. But when God puts you on a fast, amen, because of some problem somebody have maybe came out of a wicked background, a heavy oppressed background, and then that's what brings the natural man into subjection, humble him down, and you feed that spiritual man until he overpowered that natural man. Amen. And through prayer, and God will help you. Amen. Constantly. That's a good point. And sometimes people abuse fasting. They just do it for religion. There are a lot of religion out there. Amen. They do it all the time, but they never get a word from God. And it's very important that when people do these things, amen, I remember when I was just fasting and praying and very young in Christ, and everybody I meet, oh, you're young in Christ. Oh, this is glad to have you, young babe. All right, when the last time you fast? I had just come off a fast. Child, you got to fast and pray now. You got to fast and pray. And I'll be this humble, just go fast and pray. And one time I was in the closet, I was calling out to God, praying, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, what do you want? I said, well, Lord, they told me to fast and pray. He said, well, what do you want? You see, is there a purpose when you put your body under subjection? So when you have overcome, you feel a strong man in your life, you're really going towards God. Because the disciples, the apostles, every morning, you know, let's say if you don't eat from now until the next morning, that's 12 hours you've been under subjection. You're putting your body under fasting. And the apostles, when they got up that morning, they went into praying about the ninth hour. Amen. The eighth or ninth hour. Amen. The Spirit spoke to them about certain things. So it's very needful that people restrain the natural man when you figure that mind. Because you're dealing with this mind, this spiritual warfare. Dealing with the spiritual warfare. And men and women, do not come into Christ. Amen. Repent and be godly minded and be having the right teaching. They constantly go back to the same old atmosphere. That will become a great conflict. Great conflict in their life. That's a very good point. Amen. Last caller brought up. Amen. Even Paul the apostle, he in the book of Romans, he said he found that there's a warfare going on in him. When he desires to do good, evil is present. So it's always going to be a spiritual warfare. There's always going to be a battle. Amen. Regardless of how, amen, how you never won, because we're always in. If God never blessed you with $1 million, if you never been had enough money in your life, and God began to pour money on you, more time on you, because he wants you to experience that abundant life. Amen. If you never experienced that abundant life, and this is how the enemy captured a lot of young men and young people with money. And he showed them that, we're living, we got the best cars now. And, you know, the devil, he stole things. Amen. He steals. Amen. He go around and steal stuff. And what that person had, he stole it and gave it to somebody else. But notice Paul said that, you know, when he desired to do good, amen, he found that, amen, in the book of Romans, the seventh chapter, book of Romans, the seventh chapter, and Paul says, he says, 17 verse, now then is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would do, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I, amen, Paul said he found something in his life. He would do good. Evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bring me into captivity of the law of sin, which is in my mind, in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So you're always wrestling. And that's why it's good, Paul said, renew your mind. Renew your mind. Amen. You know you shouldn't go to this place and you have no desire, but, you know, your mind pop up. Amen. The snares of the devil being around people. Say, oh, you can go there. You still safe. You're okay. Amen. And, I met some baby evangelists. Amen. I begin to say, oh, I'm going to the club. I'm going to the shop and I'm going to witness. I said, you don't need to go into the shop to witness to people. Amen. Find a better time, better day to witness to that person. Because you're going to go in there, you're going to hear this, you know, the environment going to remind you of things. Amen. And you're going to rekindle that old man, and you don't want that. Amen. So people can live, but remember, you're always in a spiritual warfare. Always going to be in a spiritual warfare. Amen. If you've never been rich and God bless you, he won't bless you above what you can stand now. But he see that you can carry you, he will. All right, another caller. Yes, yes. God bless you. Someone is on. Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, Bishop Howell.
Okay, go right ahead.
You know, there's this thing of a fasting. When we're fasting, a lot of times we focus on the body itself and what we are putting in the body, but what we are putting in our mind also. When we're fasting basically from food to cleanse our bodies, we need to simultaneously cleanse our minds, and that is to refrain from the carnal-minded things that we normally consume with, you know, the daily news and all that stuff. Doing that fasting of the body, fasting with the mind also, you know, living holy is a lifestyle. And the more ammunition you put in your mind, then your will is going to help your spirit, to help the spirit win the will of your mind over. It's your mind depend on how much ammunition you put in. If you put enough carnal ammunition in to overwhelm what spiritual knowledge you have, then the mind is always going to lean and not go in harmony with the spirit. So you got to cleanse the mind too. That's cleansing it of things not God. And the more you put things of God in your mind, now you're purifying your mind, when your mind won't have a problem agreeing with the spirit, and the two of them, once they come in agreement, they're going to control the body. So, you know, you got to fast for your mind, too. You know, Peter was so much in harmony with Jesus that when he stood around that fire trying to warm himself, the people say, look, you talk like them. you talk just like him because it was a lifestyle with him.
Very good, very good. Oh, yes, you begin to get that conversation. The birds of a feather flock together. Association bring on a civilization. Amen. It will. It will. You need it. Very good. We have to purify that mind. And the Word of God, amen, the more you read that Word, like in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, talking about how effective the Word of God is. Amen. It says that in the 12th verse, 4th chapter, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing as the soul and the spirit, and of the joints and marrow, discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. So the Word of God stopped doing surgery on us. It's very good. All right? So it's very important, amen, the reading of that Word. Reading of that Word. And you brought back to my mind, I was getting ready to do a service, outside tent service many years ago, and I was in prayer, and the Holy Spirit said, you better get my Word. I had to jump up, and I said, oh, my God. Look at the clock. I said, oh, Lord. And, you know, and I was just fast. I'm known to be just fasting and miss a half a day or whatever, but not much reading because I'd be active, moving around. And when I go in prayer, the Holy Spirit said, no, you better get my Word. So that night, 6 people came to Christ that night. Amen. And it took some time. They listened to the Christ, listened to Holy Spirit. Amen. Feeding my mind and the spirit man. John said, John the Baptist said, I must decrease in order for him to increase. Amen. All right. We have another caller. Let's press 1. We're talking about how to live today. But don't forget. Amen. To walk in the Spirit, Galatians says, and sometimes we overlook, amen, because bad teaching is bad teaching, amen, that you can walk in the Spirit. You can be going through things like Job and still be a child of God. Job went through many things we might consider that he wasn't saved because he was in long suffering. Amen. You can be. Amen. That's part of the Spirit. Amen. What you're going to, the fruits of the Spirit is joy, love, peace. Galatians, the 5th chapter and 22nd verse. But the fruits of the Spirit of God. Amen. When you begin to walk pleasing God, amen, you don't have to be in the church. You don't have to be in the tabernacle. Amen. But loving your brother. That's why Jesus left a commandment to love one. Okay, we have another caller. All right, God bless you. 6600. Yes, sir.
Bishop. Yes, sir. Bishop. One of the key things we always have to remember to know from our walk. We always have to remember that you're gonna face obstacles and you're gonna face tests. And one thing always remember that the enemy is very cunning and smart. He's not going to tempt you with something he know that he can't touch you with. Issue that you know, if you had a drinking problem, for instance, the enemy is not going to come. He's not going to tempt you with that something else. He's going to tempt you with the very thing that he know that you had an issue with. So that's one thing you really have to understand his tactics and understand the way he works, and really begin to deny yourself, like we talked about earlier, and really draw into the Word of God and draw into fasting and praying and build your life up and build your inner man up. Do it that way. When you do face temptations, you have the wisdom and you have the knowledge how to handle those temptations because they're going to come. And you just have to be ready and be prepared and be ready and know that, the enemy is going to try you in every way he can. Because when you fail, it not only affects you, it affects everybody around you.
All right. God bless you. That's a very good point. You know, the book of Romans, Romans says that, the 5th chapter says, and the 3rd verse, now also we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh us not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart. Amen. And God, you know, just like lifting weights, when the Lord doesn't lead this temptation back on us, like I said, the enemy throws a snare. He throws a snare there. And I remember I had a brother on the job. He was of another religion. And every day at break, he wanted to discuss scripture. He wanted to discuss Bibles. And you know, being young in Christ, I just knew how much word that he had in him, because he wanted to be a priest. He went to Jerusalem, and he was hitting me with history and the Bible and so many different things. But he kept me praying. He kept me, I would miss my breakfast in the morning, go to, on the road praying. When I get to there, I wouldn't eat anything. Amen. Those things, amen, I thank God for it, because it instilled in me to get out of myself and let God have his way. Amen. So those trials come to make us strong, that we can appeal and know how to witness to others, amen, by what we're going through. All right?
Amen.
All right, we still go right ahead.
That's a good point you just pointed out, because if you think about it, a lot of times that we're going through tests and trials, it's really not about us. It's really about us learning from those tests and trials so we can help somebody else. And once we understand that, then we'll look at test and trial a different way.
Yes, that brother, he become a minister. Amen. He spoke another language. He become a minister. And God, I didn't know God was dealing with him. And he became a very good friend of me, of mine and my family. And amen, up to this day until he passed. Amen. But he really loved God. Amen. But he went and got married. He couldn't be... Amen. A priest or anything, because he got married. But the word of God brought him into, and it took, I guess, I thought I was suffering, but it was a spiritual warfare. I didn't understand that it was a spiritual warfare. I just give him tracts and talk. And, you know, the little bit I was feeding him, it didn't come back void. The word did not come back void. But very good points. Amen. Very good point. Amen. So sometimes we think we're not in the spirit. Galatians, the 5th chapter, speaks about walking in the spirit, that we feel that, amen, you don't have to be fasting and praying all the time. You can be, have a peace of mind. You can mind, you might have a song and a hymn, like Paul was saying. Keep your mind on a song and a hymn and a spiritual song. Amen. You'd be walking in Christ, in love, in holiness. Because holiness is just a separation from the godly, ungodly things of the world. Amen. It's the ungodly things God don't like. When the Lord says, don't do this, don't do this. Amen. When you do that, you become walking in holiness, because you're separating yourself. So a person walking in the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit is joy, peace, love, long-suffering. We don't hear too much about that. Oh, you know, you feel that you got to be happy, you got to be this. But sometimes, like the message we just finished discussing, we be sharing the gospel or living before our family, relatives, or friends, and they be persecuting us, amen, because of our lifestyle have changed. And many times, I was told on my job, if you don't give me the dollar, and we hit the lotto, that's it. We're going to leave. You're going to have to do all the work. And nobody will feel sorry for you and give you a part of that $1 million. I said, well, okay. But, you know, they always tempt you with that. Tempt you, oh, we're going to win. A dollar is nothing. Nobody won't know. Just put it down on the desk and walk away. All kind of temptations, all of the private games. Amen. But we won't put your name down, all of this. But, you know, long-suffering and gentleness, goodness, faith, temperance.
You know, Bishop.
God bless you. Go right there. Yes, sir.
Bishop, you know, you talk about holiness being a lifestyle. You know, what has surprised me from time to time is that living this holiness as a lifestyle, you will be amazed when someone you've been around quite a while, just one day, come to you and ask you something spiritual. or get mm-hmm. want your opinion on something that's of God. And it's the lifestyle you live in. And you have to understand, for many of people, the closest they're ever going to get to God or Jesus probably will be you. And it's
right.
because of the lifestyle that you live. I once had one of my customers, I was dealing in the mail, and she asked me, would I buy her a lottery ticket? And I told her, no, ma'am, I'm sorry, I can't do that. She said, why? She said, you don't never play? I said, no, ma'am, I don't. And because I told her, I said, to do that would mean I don't trust God.
All right.
And she said, you never? I said, no, I never have. I trust God. And he provided for me this job, and it gives me a good salary. So he's taking care of my financial needs. And to do that would mean I don't trust him.
That's a very good point.
But it has to be a lifestyle that you live. And you let it be a lifestyle, then it's not hard. It's nothing to do. Matter of fact, you go about each day and never really think about it because it has become your lifestyle.
Yeah.
So it's not something you have to try to do. You do it because this is the way you live your life.
Mm-hmm. And because we love God, we're going to do it. And the more we do it, the more we find out. It's a good life, and we're enjoying it. We're meeting people. And you've been experiencing things.
You kind of walk around with a chip show you because you know something in your spirit that the carnal minded person don't know. You have a guarantee that he's going to be with you always, and that the Holy Spirit is with you, guiding you and protecting you, and you have that confidence in your spirit because you spend time in the Word and you believe that Word. This confidence now is in you, so you go through the day fully confident that, hey, there's nothing today that negative that's going to affect me because I'm in this awe of the Word, and the Holy Spirit is not going to let me walk into anything or get in any situation where I would be harmed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And not only that, but you know he's there, and that's another. And sometimes we overlook that, and the Holy Spirit bring that to my memory. He said, "I'm with you always." And mm-hmm. you know, in this world, pets get a lot of popularity. We've spent a lot of money on pets and food, but they don't do anything. I mean, when the Pet Rock came out, amen, millions of dollars people made. Just because the little item that sits there, it doesn't talk, doesn't do anything, but it extends back to that a comment God made, and the world didn't know they was benefiting off it. Jesus said, well, God told Adam, man should not be alone. So anything they feel that is company to them, benefit that person's soul, mind, and spirit. Amen. Jesus said, I'll be with you always. Always. His ways, and sometimes we overlook he was with Jonah. And Jonah had decided to leave what God's commandments, leave what he told him to do. Amen. And he was with Jonah. He was talking with Jonah. Jonah, you disobeying me, Jonah. And in essence, Jonah had to deal with a whale of a problem. There's some people dealing with a whale of a problem. They don't want to give up that old way and come to Christ. And he's speaking to them through so many different ways. He's speaking through, it might be speaking out a whale's mouth. They don't know how they got in these whale of a problems all of a sudden because they don't want to give up that old lifestyle. And not only that, amen, but the Lord was not only working with Jonah and talking with Jonah and telling Jonah about his situation, drawing him back to do what he told him to do. So we, as saints and as those that say, well, I'm gonna get out of this thing. I'm gonna give it up, and I'm not going to continue because I don't have no friends. I don't have no relatives. Jesus said, "I'll be with you. I'll be with you in this. And if you follow what I'm talking to you about, in essence, there are many more people doing the same thing. There are some people you're gonna meet, and you all gonna your spirit." Amen. All right, we have another caller. Amen. Last four digits is 7111. 7111, you're on the air. Let's press 1. Amen.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, Bishop, how you doing tonight?
Okay, all right. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I was thinking of when you was talking about sin earlier and thinking about, and then you said, talking about pets. We was talking on the job about a horse, and you know, horse, his bloodlines, they fast, you know, his children is fast. The same thing goes with God's children.
Mm-hmm.
If we stand in the character of Christ under the image of God, things, you know, we'll line up to God for how God's character is. So a lot of times we get under different deceiving type of spirit trying to teach us their way of doing things. But really, that bloodline, they're the same. If you just continue standing in the presence of God and being faithful to the Bible and the Word of God, you know, I'm kind of just putting my spirit in. You know how the Bible said, don't be a many masters. But, you know,
all right.
And you know, right. You say, well, one of, you know, you're like your father, the devil. You got, you know, that sin itself, it just, and then sin itself has its own lust. We were kind of talking about that a little bit, how the lust of the flesh, and the flesh got its own lust too, but sin itself goes after, you know, it's that sin nature. You say, don't be a slave to sin, but be a slave to righteous. You know.
Right. All right. Good to hear from you. And that point of view, good to hear from you. Amen. Concerning, amen, how to live holy and how to live for Christ with people. Amen. When you're out of the church, amen, you can live it. You can live it. Amen. It's not only that, but it brings blessings and power to your life, and you helping others. It's not about us. It's not about us. God want, the numbers don't bother God. He want instruments. He need instruments. He want instruments. Somebody, amen, he can work with. And through working with Christ, and I found out, amen, the more we do things for God, the more we're going to walk into discounts and, amen, and sales and people giving away things, amen, just to have you there. And our seniors, amen, at the point of their age, some of them just don't have no more visitations from their relatives and homes that used to love them and children, amen. But they have a lot of things that they can give away, but you're not looking for things. But I found this, I found that out, the secrets. When you out there helping God's people, I mean, doing his will, going to the widows, like James said, the orphans, amen, and the homeless people, and you helping, amen. Many have fallen on hard times, amen, because of deception, and you go out to show them a loving hand. Like one of the ministers said earlier, you might be the only Jesus they see, the only church they ever hear from, and God see that. And the more you do it, the more you feel good about it in your life. That's one benefit. It helps your conscience and your mind when you're helping people. You love to help people. Amen. That lifestyle, it's a fresh, new. Your conscience is clear. Amen. The more you do it, amen, and you feel more about it. Amen. We thank God. Amen. We're winding down. If anybody have anything else to say, push 1. Amen. We're glad to hear and see many. We're talking about how we can live in this world. Amen. God empowers us. Amen. God empowers us. That's why Jesus said, I'm going to send you, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon us. Amen. I think we have a call in queue. Amen.
Bishop, I would like to say this before we get off. You talked about God just looking for somebody he can use. That's very, very powerful when you really get yourself opened up and with a life of prayer and fasting, and you really allow God to control your life. God can really mm-hmm. use you, because it puts you in a place of humility. And when you mm-hmm. in a place of humility, you know it's not about you, it's about God. And God, like you said earlier, you may be the only one that can really show a person who God is through you.
Yes.
And you never know who's looking at your lifestyle and who you can win just by your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good, very good. It might be somebody else. Give us about 30 seconds. If you can lead somebody to Christ, what would you say? Amen.
I would say, if I could, I would say choose the day where your destiny is going to be. Choose mm-hmm. today whether you're going to live a life where when you die that people can rejoice, or mm-hmm. where people would mourn, you know, over your death. There's a difference when you feel comfortable. If you're dying, if you feel comfortable and you know you're not of this world anyway, there's a difference. You know, my grandmother just passed, and one of the things she said mm-hmm. is, I don't want my body shown, because I don't want people to cry over me. I want to be cremated. She says, I know, before she died, she says, I know where I'm going. She says, I know the life that I live. And I thought that was very great of her to say, hey, you know, I've lived my life, and I know that I've lived a life for Christ. So I know this world is not mine anyway, you know, and that's very, very key to understand.
All
that
right.
You know, without a shadow of doubt, who you live for.
Okay, we have another caller, 717-7111. If you had something to say to bring somebody to Christ, what would you say? All right. 7111, if you had.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm on the same line of what the preacher was saying. Choose you this day who you will serve. But tomorrow's not promised. Tonight's not promised. We can leave tonight in our sleep. But this is the day of salvation. And I like one thing God did, that when he said, this year, he said, proclaim liberty to those that are bound. Let them know that they can be free. This is an acceptable year of salvation. God accepted who you submit today, tonight. You know, maybe your friends,
right.
your family are accepting you, but God is accepting.
All right. God bless you for all of you calling. We thank God for all the callers and everyone. Amen. We ask God to look upon this program, wherever it may be heard, and whoever be listening in the future, that they call in. Lord, we ask you to bless them and give them the power that they desire, their heart desire for sharing your word, oh God. And we thank you. And we thank all the callers. Amen. Amen. If you'd like to go to your computer and you can look up, amen, or you can send an email, amen, to go to Doctrine of Truth, amen, but JCII Ministries, amen. But God bless you. God bless you and God bless you.